We've been talking over the last couple of weeks about the record numbers on trolleys and the whole problem of accessing emergency departments and getting hospital beds at this difficult time. We've talked to a number of different people in the home care area and the respite care area for their solutions. One company we wanted to talk to, though, was ProMed, based in Killorglin. They're a medical supplies company. And they talk, and I've talked about, and obviously they supply diagnostic medical equipment to both hospitals and primary care centres. And there's been a lot of concentration and a lot of pointing towards primary care centres as being one of the answers to the problem of the idea of getting less people to have to go through the emergency department for what should be routine scans. With me in studio to talk about this from their business side of it is Eucaria Moynihan, who's Medical Commercial Manager with ProMed. Eucaria, good morning to you and thanks for coming in to us.
Good morning, Jerry.
Tell me a little bit about the kind of equipment that your company supplies.
I suppose ProMed, really, we partner with our customers to provide kind of services and solutions, mainly diagnostic equipment, to our GP and pharmacy customers. And I suppose our objective in doing that is to partner with them so that they can bring services to their patient and basically be the advocate for the patient.
Yeah, and it's a question of where they bring those services to the patient. Yep. There's been a lot of discussion and a lot of talk about ultrasounds particularly, and maybe an ambition by the government over the last 10 years now of developing detailed primary care centres that would do some of the work that can be done at that level in diagnosing people or scans in particular.
Yeah, obviously ultrasound is one facet of that, and I suppose the objective probably with this integrated care approach is to have primary care-led services where the GPs can play a part in managing chronic disease management, and obviously looking at ultrasounds, at minor surgery, ENT services, those sorts of services, and offering those more in the community to do that. And I suppose you mentioned primary care services and setting up the primary care services. That was the thought process behind that.
Okay, what are the barriers to it, do you think?
I suppose there's probably, you know, obviously the GPs that we hear a lot of the time about a capacity issue. There obviously is a capacity issue. And obviously, I think there's an element of support required for the GP to enable those services.
This equipment isn't cheap.
This equipment isn't cheap. And I suppose that's another part of it, funding. Or maybe the structure of how they're presently set up isn't conducive to operating.
Yeah, because GPs, They're employers, they run their own business, they're business people, they're running a small business in each individual area. If they're being asked, well, I now want you to develop into a primary care centre which has an ultrasound machine or another type, and maybe x-ray equipment, then that's a big outlay on their behalf.
Yeah, I think where it works well, if it's co-located and you have a number of GPs operating within the primary care centre, and then they have the opportunity to collaborate and to share diagnostic equipment and be able to roll that out. I mean, the GP is one part of the primary care team, and, you know, I suppose it's using the other ancillary services like your dietitian, your optician, your podiatrist, and all of those to support the better patient care. That's where it really is a success factor.
If it was to be effective, if you were having an x-ray machine or an ultrasound machine, I don't know if there'd be feasibility to have an MRI scanner or anything like that in a centre, would the GP be required then to hire a radiographer, for example, to operate that equipment? Would that be part, or is that where the government steps into the picture?
I think it's what is the objective of the GP in offering something like ultrasound, where they obviously need to have a certain level of training as a GP to do this, and a number of them have that already. Otherwise, there is a radiography skill, but there is, I suppose, professionals there that can be hired in to operate a clinic-type scenario in these environments.
So would that be where, for instance, a radiographer, instead of going to work in University Hospital Kerry, would be working in a primary care centre in Farn Four or Kenmare or Tralee or Killarney, that they'd go to work there? That's where they do their scans, negating the need for somebody to go through ED to get access to that radiographer?
Potentially, but remember, they're using ultrasound as a diagnostic tool, probably to either eliminate or to refer to a consultant, because acute services will always be consultant led.
Yeah, and that's the part there. Is there an issue of indemnity when it comes to GPs and this increased level of diagnostic ability that would come with the purchase of such a machine?
Well, I think the indemnity will depend on the services they're offering and who's providing the services. So I know that obviously when diagnostics are looked at in a primary care setting, it always comes up for question, and really it's down to the specific GP or the GPs within the primary care service to engage with their insurance companies in that regard.
Okay, what do you think needs to happen? What does the government need to do if they want to get this to this promised land of fewer people having to go through ED to get access to what should be routine scans?
Ideally, I think it's partner with companies like ourselves or others that can support and partner to put the right equipment and tools in there to create that service in the first instance, and then obviously create capacity. I mean, we know that GPs are time poor. We're all patients ourselves, and even trying to get appointments at the moment is very challenging.
Yeah.
So, you know, and obviously there is a resources issue. They need to be supported and funded.
Maybe more GPs then? More staff for the GPs, bigger centres?
Well, it's probably a better incentive then for GPs to remain here, and it gives them a better career path, because at the moment, you know, at the moment we're asking more of them with the same number.
And there's the pull for abroad.
Yeah.
Okay. Finally, how good are the diagnostic scans and the equipment and machines getting? How much have they developed over the last number of years?
Well, I suppose I can only speak for ourselves, but the ones we would always deal with the key suppliers in the industry. So for things like ultrasound, we would partner with the likes of Siemens, who would be in a lot of the hospital settings anyway. And you know, it's really important that you invest in the right equipment to offer these services, because I think what we're hearing more of as HICWA and that are playing a bigger part in the industry as well is, you know, the maintenance and the preventative maintenance of how you manage your equipment and your calibration is going to serve you to manage your patient better.
Yeah, certainly is. Well, look, Kerry, thanks very much for talking to us on the programme this morning and giving us your view. That's you, Kerry Moynihan, who's Medical Commercial Manager with ProMed, Killorglin-based company which supplies the sort of equipment and diagnostic equipment that is being talked about in the context of primary care centres, as well as obviously the equipment that's in hospitals.